Hi, from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. Investigators will continue to look into a tragedy that unfolded over the weekend in Brazoria County after two children died. News 88.7's Tom Perumian has the details of the high-profile case. Good morning, Tom.
And good morning, Matt. A 31-year-old mother of four is facing murder and assault charges after shooting her children in Brazoria County. Ananda Romulus pulled into a gas station and called sheriffs for help. Brazoria County Sheriff Bo Stallman describes what happened.
This tragedy has occurred inside of the vehicle, and that Romulus, the mother of the children, is a shooter. At 4:48 a.m. yesterday, Romulus called the Brazoria County Sheriff's Office. When deputies arrived, they immediately began providing lifesaver measures to each children until medical help could arrive. The two surviving children were life-flighted into a Houston area hospital where they remain in stable condition.
Matt, Romulus is being held on $14 million bond, facing charges of murder and assault with a deadly weapon.
All right, Tom, we'll continue to bring you updates on the case here on News 88.7. Meanwhile, a man is dead after he was shot by HPD officers early Sunday morning. HPD Assistant Chief Yasser Bashir says officers were called to a home on the 5800 block of Hardwick Street on the northeast side after getting reports of a man firing a rifle.
At some point, the individual engaged with the officers. He disobeyed their commands, and two of the three officers discharged their weapon more than once.
No officers were hurt, and it's unclear if the man fired at the police. Oil and gas companies are feeling pessimistic about the state of their industry amid economic uncertainty. That's according to the latest Dallas Fed Energy Survey. As News 88.7's Natalie Weber reports, the survey results come as multiple oil and gas companies have announced layoffs this year.
Most recently, Exxon confirmed its plans to lay off 2,000 workers in Canada, Asia, and Europe. Skip York is a non-resident fellow for energy and global oil at Rice's Baker Institute. He says drilling crews in areas like West Texas are more likely to face layoffs because of the reduced activity than corporate employees in Houston.
In Houston, the risk is going to be that activity continues to slow and companies, whether they're producing companies or oil-field service companies, start to feel the pressure that they have to reduce their costs.
The Dallas Fed survey is conducted quarterly. 139 energy firms responded to the third quarter survey. I'm Natalie Weber, News 88.7.
And a passenger aboard an inbound flight from Indianapolis yesterday attempted to open the door of a plane at George Bush Intercontinental Airport. This happened around 6:30 last night, according to KHOU. This happened as the airplane was taxiing towards the gate. Officials say that the passenger's attempt was not successful, but the airplane's emergency slides were deployed. In a statement, United Airlines says that the plane landed safely and officials apprehended a disruptive passenger. The remaining passengers were transported by bus to the terminal. I'm Matt Harab, News 88.